One of the more curious but lasting things about the South is the amount of science, blacks, Jews, fag, progressive liberal, secular, atheist, foreigner haters that particular region has a history of producing, albeit, thankfully, decreasing, and the corresponding cultural vacuum that exists outside of the larger cities. Is there a correlation to be made? Probably, but that would just open me up to cries of elitist or condescending prick. Hey, come to think about it, that doesn't sound so bad to me. Who's going to call me a condescending prick anyway? Jeanette Dunwoody? That Baptist homeschooling mom who will never even read one of my dirty devil words? Or Cooter Dupree, that government cheese-eating, welfare-soaking asshole alcoholic who does nothing all day but watch the A-Team and mildly torture his dog? I don't give a shit about them. No, most likely I'll be set upon by the other kind of narrow-minded, tone-deaf clown that is the biological sister to the lunacy of the well-heeled, jello-salad-serving pride of the South, her counterpart to the Northwest. The Northern California, uber-PC, well-meaning but sadly feckless lover of all living colors of the rainbow, be they black, white, brown, yellow, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I loves me a good hippie Anarchy Now dialogue. Well, there's very little, if nothing, I can appreciate about the couple in Vernon, Georgia, who will stamp their feet in anger and twist and sputter about at the idea of two gay guys in San Francisco who want the right to be legally recognized as married. I do somewhat empathize with that same gay guy who is upset with my intolerance. But sometimes it gets out of hand. A couple of years ago, I did a show in San Francisco. I usually have pretty good shows there, but quite often, and this has been true of doing shows there my entire career, I'll face pockets of invariable and wholly predictable PC anger at something I've said. By far, most of the time, the audience has my back, and if they didn't necessarily agree with my point, at least understood the exaggerated comic intent of the bit. But sometimes, sincerely well-intentioned people are so overly sensitive and myopic that any sense of irony or parody or satire is squeezed out of the bit, leaving a bone-dry statement devoid of humor lying dead on the hot sidewalk in its wake.